The year in film isn't over yet, but already Oscar watchers are calling this a season that is memorable mostly for its mediocrity. So far, only one major Oscar category seems to be truly competitive. NPR's Kim Masters reports.
At this point, it appears that only one person in the Oscar game can truly relax.
Look, I've been performing gospel and blues all my life. It's who I am. And if I'm going to do my own thing, I got to be natural, right?
If anyone has a lock on an Oscar nomination this year, it would seem to be Jamie Foxx for his acclaimed performance in Ray. Otherwise, the Oscars are anyone's game. While there are still a bunch of movies that haven't arrived in theaters yet, the consensus in Hollywood is that it's going to be tough to come up with five nominees for Best Picture.
We like to think that there's a surprise coming that we don't know about.
Terry Press is head of marketing for DreamWorks and a veteran Oscar campaign strategist.
It usually does happen. There is usually something that comes along that nobody talks about. And, I just haven't honestly heard what that could be yet.
Several of those films that haven't opened yet do come from big-name directors. There's Oliver Stone's Alexander, Martin Scorsese's The Aviator, James L. Brooks's Spanglish, and the Mike Nichols film Closer. But the buzz on these movies is either non-existent or bad. Pete Hammond is an Oscar analyst who has followed the race for more than 20 years. By now, he says, he usually has a list of five probable Best Picture contenders. But this year is different.
I really can't come up with, any real, sure, guaranteed, nominees that I would bet the farm on.
Hammond says he thinks this weakness is cyclical, just the sort of thing that happens from time to time. But the lack of a front-runner, like Titanic or The Return of the King, opens the door for all sorts of contenders that otherwise wouldn't reach for a Best Picture berth. Fahrenheit 9/11, The Incredibles, or a foreign language film like The House of Flying Daggers.
That sort of tells you everything you need to know about the quality of movies out there that are competing this year, that we could be seriously discussing the possibility of having these kinds of movies, which have their own so-called Best Picture categories already in the Oscars, that they may compete in the big category as well.
For studio executives like Mark Gill, who heads Warner's Arthouse division, this could be a year of opportunity.
What it suggests is a wider range of kinds of films that can be nominated, and I think that's far more interesting than, okay, here we go again.
Gill hopes that wider range will include the French movie A Very Long Engagement, which is being released by his company. To Gill, in fact, this isn't a weak year at all. He says it's simply weak in terms of blockbuster contenders from the big studios. But he agrees that the Best Actor category stands out for its competitiveness. Aside from Jamie Foxx, there's Liam Neeson in Kinsey, Kevin Spacey as Bobby Darin in Beyond the Sea, Javier Bardem as Spanish right-to-die activist Ramon San Pedro in The Sea Within, Johnny Depp as J.M. Barrie in Finding Neverland, and Leo DiCaprio as Howard Hughes in The Aviator. And Hammond says there are several others.
I just count up all these potential contenders, and I can see five nominees in any other year that won't even get nominated this year. That's how strong this competition is.
Hammond says one of those who could be out of luck is the very popular Jeff Bridges, who turned in a strong performance in The Door in the Floor.
He would have been pretty much a cinch to get a nomination from the actors branch for this performance. Now, not so sure. Jim Carrey looked like it finally would be his chance to get in there. Not so sure. Tom Cruise is out there campaigning for Collateral. He has the gray hair, plays the bad guy. That would seem a good bet, too, but not this year.
Whether Jamie Foxx can sew it up in the face of this onslaught is hard to say. Hammond says Foxx is peaking early, and that sometimes leads to a backlash in the voting. And though Hammond says Foxx deserves all the praise he's received, there is one thing that he doesn't do in this movie.
Georgia. Georgia.
Historically, Hammond says, those who have picked up a golden statuette have done their own singing.
West Side Story had nominations down the line for everything else, but not its lead actress, because she was dubbed, I think. Deborah Carr in King and I, on and on and on. I can't think of an example of an actor who was dubbed in the singing, like Jamie Foxx is here, that actually wound up winning the Oscar.
When it comes to the women, competition looks to be far less intense. One seemingly safe bet for a nomination is Annette Bening, who plays a diva actress in Being Julia.
Just admit it, Michael. You've never understood what it means to carry a play, to sweat it out night after night. I'm the only one who takes it seriously, Michael. You know that.
Otherwise, the only name that comes up consistently is Imelda Staunton, who plays abortionist Vera Drake. Staunton is not exactly a household name, and in a year with a lot of smaller movies in competition, movies that many people haven't seen, ABC could be looking at a tough outing when it comes to bolstering the fading ratings of the Academy Awards show. Hollywood insiders say the network has to be praying that when the nominations come in, that competitive Best Actor list includes a few big names, like DiCaprio and Depp. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.